Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
All right, let's turn now to some breaking news this afternoon. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced that the Department of Justice will withhold some federal grants from municipalities that do not cooperate with federal immigration detention requests.
I strongly urge our nation's states and cities and counties to consider carefully the harm they are doing to their citizens by refusing to enforce our immigration laws and to rethink these policies. Such policies make their cities and states less safe. Public safety as well as national security are at stake and put them at risk of losing federal dollars.
Just to be clear, Sessions is referring there to so-called sanctuary cities. He said that the DOJ will not issue future grants to cities that do not comply with federal law on sanctuary jurisdictions. Those are defined as state or local entities that restrict officials from sending or receiving a person's immigration status or information on that to federal authorities. Sessions also said that the DOJ may claw back some past grants made to cities.
We intend to use all the lawful authority we have to make sure that our state and local officials who are so important to law enforcement are in sync with the federal government.
Well, joining us now with some reaction is Joseph Curtatone. He's mayor of Somerville, one of the cities on the DOJ's or the Department of Homeland Security's list of cities that fall under the so-called sanctuary jurisdiction rule. Mayor Curtatone, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
So what's your reaction to Attorney General Sessions saying that that DOJ grants may be withheld from the city of Somerville?
Yeah, this is the same type of rhetoric that just is thrown out there. Again, we don't know it's for a distraction or for what purpose that we've heard from the administration, but really no lack of clarity in terms of what it means. But let me just clarify some things, and distortion or falsehoods that the Mr. Sessions has certainly exacerbated in his news conference earlier. Sanctuary cities like Somerville are not breaking any existing federal laws. Somerville does not harbor any criminals, and we're in regular communication with and cooperate in the interest of public safety with our federal agencies, including ICE. In fact, I'd submit to you and I get we're in full compliance, some of this, with Section 1373. No one who commits a violent crime, felony, or serious crime gets a free pass here in Somerville. We have offices from the Somerville Police Department assigned to ICE, the FBI, and DEA, and we work cooperatively with them and consistent with them. But what we are not going to do as a sanctuary city is violate the Constitution. We know that the Secure Communities Act Fielding was discarded because it violated the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution. And here, violent crime has not increased here. When I hear the Attorney General say that that he and President Trump are begging us to follow the law in order not to do harm to our public safety, I would say that that he and the President Trump are harming our Constitution and our American values. That's what is at threat here.
Well, Mayor Curtatone, let me just jump in here because Attorney General Sessions spoke exactly to this point today. I mean, he said it multiple times. He said that he believes that sanctuary cities are making everybody less safe, including immigrant communities. So here's a little bit more from the Attorney General.
When cities and states refuse to help enforce immigration laws, our nation is less safe. Failure to deport aliens who are convicted of criminal offenses puts whole communities at risk, especially immigrant communities in the very sanctuary jurisdictions that seek to protect the perpetrators.
Your reaction to that, Mr. Mayor?
Let me clarify. Again, this is another falsehood being perpetuated by the administration. We've heard this throughout the election. Our sanctuary status since 1987, what has happened to Somerville since then? Our crime is down 52.9%. And in the three decades since, our crime rate has dropped more than not only more than 50%, our violent crime is now lower than the Commonwealth and national average. And we see this across the country in sanctuary communities. What sanctuary rather means is that our local police and agencies do not and will not profile our residents around immigrations and check on them. And remember, the sanctuary movement was led not only by the faith-based community, but by police who know that in order to have effective community-based policing strategies, we need everyone's engagement, including immigrants, undocumented immigrants, especially when they're the victims of crime. What is sad here is I don't believe Mr. Sessions understands how policing works in the modern day, in the modern era. It takes the cooperation of everyone in the community to effectuate, have a really effective community-based policing strategies. And we've seen throughout the greatest wave of undocumented immigration, all the studies have shown this, that undocumented immigrants commit far fewer crimes than citizens in this country.
Right. Mr. Mayor, so as you know, in President Donald Trump's executive order at the end of January on sanctuary cities, we had a sense that something like this was coming. There was some language in there about withholding of federal funds. Now we know, based on what Attorney General Sessions said today, that they're looking at withholding DOJ grants and possibly even clawing back some. Can you just remind us, I mean, what kind of dollar figure are we talking about? If they do this, what kind of impact could it have on Somerville?
Yeah, and if it seems vague to you and to the listeners, because it's clearly the administration and Mr. Sessions aren't clear what the law states and what they can and can't do. But if we're talking about public safety grants, DOJ grants, our best estimate at this point, on just those grants, it's as low as $40,000 in direct grants and other pass-through grants from the Commonwealth, which we don't know if that even be subjected to this type of action. It would be a little over $300,000. So it's a bit of a range there, but that's because it's not clear and it's vague, just as the executive order was vague.
Mm-hmm.
And it remains to be seen. But I will tell you this, make no mistake, Somerville will continue to be a safe city for all. And we will treat everyone in an equal and decent way. That's everyone. And if the federal government and Mr. Sessions and the president want to take this action and harm cities, what they're harming is public safety. Everyone's at risk here. Remember this, that 10 out of the 11 most major metropolitan regions in this country have at their core a sanctuary or trust act city where more than 78 million people live. Think of the harm to our public safety as a nation and to our economy if these type of actions, not well thought out actions, misinformed actions, are allowed to take place. And make no mistake, we will not take it sitting down.
The federal government, the Trump administration, though, is beginning to ratchet up the heat on cities and states like Somerville, because last Monday on March 20th, the Department of Homeland Security released its first of a weekly list of municipalities that they say are refusing to cooperate with federal requests to detain undocumented immigrants. Now, there are five Massachusetts cities on that list: Boston, Cambridge, Somerville, Northampton, and Amherst. Curiously, the whole state of California is not on this list, even though they have a law on the books. So I'm not quite sure how DHS is coming up with this. But nevertheless, I mean, like, Somerville has been publicly identified in a DHS document as not being in compliance. So, I mean, just what's your reaction to that? And what do you plan to do in response?
I would argue and submit we're in full compliance. But that sounds more like, I've said before, I've tweeted about this, a list of the best places to live in America. So I tell everyone, check it out, because all those cities are great. And we're not going to run away from who we are as a community. My community has spoken loud and clear, and I represent a community that believes in those core American values. And what's at stake here is a lot more than some money off a federal grant that is being held over our head like some Damocles to bring us to our knees. Let me make myself clear. Somerville will not waver. We will remain a sanctuary city. We're going to uphold the Constitution. We're going to be a welcoming city for all. And we're prepared to take this fight the long way.
Well, NPR reports today that in the current fiscal year, the Department of Justice Office of Justice Programs could grant more than $4.1 billion in these grants to cities and municipalities across the nation. So it's not an insignificant amount of money. Joseph Curtatone, Mayor of Somerville, thank you so very much for joining us today.
Okay, thank you.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.